As he passed the cage of the females, he noticed a bundle of food and firewood had been left outside the gate. He gave it a kick and would have passed on when he realized that psychic powers might prematurely alert the animals in the mountains. He shut off the electrical circuit with his remote, opened the cage door, and threw the bundle violently at the two females. It landed in their fire, and the small one scrambled to salvage it before it burned. He noticed the other one was holding a stainless steel man knife from some old ruin. He went over and wrested it out of her hand. Then, remembering psychic powers, he attempted to pat her on the head. She didn't seem to like it. Turl put the knife in his belt, went out, reconnected the juice, and stuffed the remote in his breast pocket. The younger one was saying something in man language, something undoubtedly harsh. Treacherous creatures, these animals. Well, all that would be handled soon. After the gas drone had done its work, he'd be through with this pair. And good riddance. He rumbled on down to the morgue, and sure enough, the medicals had just dumped the bodies and not even on a bench. He turned on the lights, closed the door, and hoisted 1,000 pounds of nymph onto a shelf. Even in death, the old bungler looked stupid, an expression of amazement still on his face. Not all the blood had dried yet, and Turl got it on his hands. He wiped them off on Numph's coat. Jayed's body was surprisingly light, not more than 700 pounds. Turl plunked it down on a table and cuffed it.
"Blast you,"
said Turl to the corpse.
"If you hadn't shown up, my future would have been a beautiful dream."
He cuffed the face again. Mange. The creature had mange. Turl looked at the corpse sourly. Then he reached over and with clenched fangs gripped its throat and choked it. He threw the head back and it hit the table with a thud. Turl cuffed it again. He took hold of himself. He had to be calm, cool, competent. Where was the badge? He patted the jacket and couldn't feel any lump. Maybe Jayed had carried the badge in his boots. Hollow soles were an IBI specialty. He pulled the boots off and examined them. No hollow soles. Blast it! The fellow carried his badge somewhere. Turl patted the ragged trousers. Nothing. He stood back from the corpse. What a pitiful spectacle this Jayed was. The clothes were full of holes. The fur was diseased.